Want to check in, though, now with Jared Blickery for a closer look at some of our trending stocks today. And, Jared, I know cinema stocks jumping after Disney promises some more theatrical releases. What can you tell us about that?
That's right. This news broke late Friday afternoon. Disney has six big films it's going to release during the remainder of 2021, and they're going to give all of them a 30-day head start in the movies. And guess what? That's coming off of the best weekend ever for Labor Day for AMC in the U.S. that we were talking about last week. And let's take a look at the Wi-Fi Interactive to see our movies heat map for the day. And we can see a lot of green there. AMC, also a meme stock, as we know, that's up 4.5%. I'm going to sort by performance here. In the upper left, though, guess what? IMAX, which doesn't own any theaters, only licenses its theaters, that stock is up 8%. It's still underwater, about 7.5% year to date. But the movie theaters might be turning a corner here. Here's Cinemark Holdings. That stock is just barely green, up 5% year to date. So clawing back some of those losses. And of course, we know AMC, up 2,373% year to date. So nice gains, tacking on 4.5% today for those theaters. And in the same vein as a reopening trade, might as well hit the travel sector because we're seeing some nice gains there too. Royal Caribbean up 2%, Live Nation up 2%, Southwest up 1%, and only a few standouts, Airbnb and Trip.com trading to the downside, Alexis.
All right. I know you also have your eye on some of those EV stocks today, both Chinese and here at home. Tesla looks like stock nearly reversing its largest drop in about a month.
That's right. And we were just talking about some of the weakness in Chinese stocks over the weekend, also going after some of the auto manufacturers in the EV space. Check this out. They have 300 companies selling these cars. A lot of them probably not still in the concept stage, not going to get beyond the pre-revenue stage. And Chinese authorities saying there has to be consolidation. So the initial knee-jerk reaction was for Li Auto, stocks like NIO, XPeng. They took a dip, but for the most part, in the green now. Li Auto at the bottom, that stock is down 1.5%, faring much better than a lot of its Chinese counterparts. I do have some analyst commentary, or actually a quote from the Ministry for Industry and Information. This is they're saying about this. Looking forward, EV companies should grow bigger and stronger. We have too many EV firms on the market right now. Firms are mostly small and scattered. The role of the market should be fully utilized, and we encourage merger and restructuring efforts in the EV sector to increase market concentration. You have to think this is going to benefit some of the larger players, like the ones I was just mentioning, NIO in particular. But in general, we're seeing the space off to a nice start today. And you did mention Tesla. This is a pretty big deal for Tesla. Just want to highlight the price action. I'm going to put a candlestick chart here. Hard to see, but it's in a pretty firmly entrenched uptrend here. We just tested the bottom end of this channel. So with all the technical considerations, still in solid short and intermediate term uptrend for Tesla, but want to see 700 hold should we trade to the downside.
All right. And finally, it looks like Walmart is throwing some cold water on reports that it had come to some sort of a deal with Litecoin. And I know those cryptocurrency related stocks are taking a hit because of it.
Yeah, let's take a look at the Wi-Fi Interactive once again. And I'm going to show you Litecoin here. The announcement was that Litecoin and Walmart had entered a partnership. Walmart was going to take Litecoin as payment for its goods. That is not happening. And I can show you what happened on an intraday basis. We got a huge spike up, 33% at the top there, gave all of those gains back and more. You take a look at Bitcoin. Very similar story. In fact, it came down even below the original price there, but has managed to kind of find some equilibrium at about 44,500. And then those crypto stocks that we're tracking, most of those underwater as well. Some of the bigger ones, we have NextID, that's down about 8%. And we'll take a look at another one here. DPW Holdings, that's down 4%, Alexis.
All right. Thanks so much.